The Torah Kedoshah begins Parshas Achrimos V'Dabas Shemel Moshe Achrimos Shnei Ben Aaron B'Kavosam L'Fnei Hashem V'Yamusum. The two sons of Aaron passed away B'Kavosam L'Fnei Hashem as they attempted to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yamusum, they passed away. The Pasuk begins at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim Dabar El Kol Adas B'Nei Yisrael V'Amat Aleihem Kedoshim Tiyu K'Kadosh Ani Hashem L'Kechem. We should be holy because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy. And Rashi explains at the beginning of Parshas Achrimos, why does the Torah use the sharp language of Achrimos Shnei B'nai Aaron? Says Rashi, Mashal a patient goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells him you have to be careful about certain things. And the patient, the doctor says, just be careful. And the other patient, the doctor says, if you won't be careful, you may pass away like that other patient passed away. And says Rashi, Zez Zirza Yosem Narishan. This one was much more powerful in the way he spoke to him. Why? So the Sefer Ginza Yisrael asks that the Pasuk is just telling us what happened, that the Shnei B'nai Aaron passed away. How is that an indication of a stronger way of passing on the message? There are many reasons given by Chazal what the B'nai Aaron did, not the Vinaviu, that because of that they were nifter. Some say they didn't get married. Some say they weren't wearing the Big Day Kahuna. And the question is, where did all these reasons come from? And particularly, the Pasuk says, Bekrivim Esara, that they brought a fire that they weren't supposed to bring. So isn't the Pasuk quite clear? What is the pshat that Chazal tries to find other explanations? Beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, the Medrash says, Kedoshim to you, we should be Kedoshim. And the Medrash says, Yochel Kamoni, maybe one could think that he's like Hashem. Tamalim Kedosh Oni, Kedushasi Lamalam Kedushaschem, I am on a higher level. And of course, how do we understand that Medrash? Is there any thought that we are equivalent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Rashi also says at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Parshas U Nemra B'Hakel, this Parshas Kedoshim was read when all of Klal Yisrael gathered together. Neshroiv Gufei Torah Teluim Ba, so much of the Torah is in Parshas Kedoshim. Why? What is so special about Parshas Kedoshim that it was specifically read by Hakel? And the Ginza Yisrael goes on to explain that when we look at mitzvahs, there's certainly the panemius of the mitzvah. There's what is the basis, what is the reason for the mitzvah. But one would think that performing a mitzvah is only there for the ruchnius part, for the panemius part. So we need to know that all the mitzvahs have a gashmius component to them. The mitzvahs are performed with our bodies, with our money, with whatever. And that's what is expected of us in doing a mitzvah. And in fact, Sefer V'Yikra, which represents the Sefer of Kabbonis. Kabbonis, as we will be discussing, are actually brought with animals. Animals represent pure gashmius, but that's the way to actually do a mitzvah. And he explains that what happened was, the Pasuk says, V'yomet Moshe Aaron, krav al mizbeach, come do the avoida. And Rashi says, the Medrash says, shay Aaron boish v'yorel geshes. Aaron was reluctant to do the avoida. Amalei Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, lomata boish, why are you embarrassed? L'kach nefchartob, that's why you were chosen. So he explains what was the dialogue between Moshe and Aaron. Aaron said to Moshe, you're on a much higher level of ruchnius. And if you're on a much higher level of ruchnius, then you should be the Kohen Gadol. And what was Moshe Rabbeinu's response? Moshe Rabbeinu's response was, even if you're right, and even if we'll say that I am on a higher level of ruchnius, when it comes to do an avoidus Hashem, there's a gashmius component. And the gashmius component is also very important in the performance of a mitzvah. And since the gashmius component is so important, that's why if you think that you're on the lower level, then you should be the one doing the avodah. As the Medrash says, a very famous Medrash, Chazal teaches, when it comes to shecht an animal, why does it make a difference to Hashem? If you shecht from the front of the neck, or if you shecht from the back of the neck. The point is to do a mitzvah. Why is there such a detail to the mitzvah? Because the detail of the mitzvah is critical, and the way the mitzvah performed is critical. And that's was Nadav and Avihu's mistake. Nadav and Avihu's mistake on their madrega was that given that we're on such a madrega in Avodas Hashem, we don't need to be concerned with the gashmius of the mitzvah. We don't need to be concerned about the big day kahuna that we're wearing. We don't need to be married because all of those are representation of gashmius. And that's what the pasuk says, b'kavosam ezora. That is an ezora. An ezora of doing something and thinking that only the ruchnius is what is expected of us is not the derech Hashem. And that's what the Medrash means. That the Medrash means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling us, don't believe that doing a mitzvah only with the ruchnius is what expected. The expectation is that we should do mitzvahs with the gashmius as well. And that's what the marshal of the doctor is. And that's what the pasuk said, that's the Medrash. Kedoshim tiyu yachol kamayni. Of course, when we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, we think of Kulei Ruchnius. And we would think, says the Medrash yachol kamayni, that we too should serve Hashem only with our Ruchnius. Tells us the Medrash, Kedushasi lamalim kedushaschem. The Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very different type of Kedusha than our Kedusha. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is truly a Kedusha of pure Ruchnius. But our Kedusha is a Kedusha that has a different type of Kedusha, a Kedusha mixed of Gashmius and Ruchnius. Pashazu Nemr Bahakel, when all of Klal Yisrael are together, and it's not just that our neshamas are connected, but our bodies are there together. And the Torah is teaching us that the mitzvahs need to be performed not only using our ruchnius, but using our gashmius. And this lesson, I saw the Sefer Gedulei Shmuel, is most obvious when the Torah in this week's Parasha Achrei Mois speaks about the Avoda Yom Kippur. And the Pasuk says, "Umeis Adas Bnei Yisrael." They took two goats, v'lochas shnei sirim, and they take those two goats, v'nosin aron shnei sirim garolos, and Aaron does a lottery on those two sirim, echel Hashem v'echel ezozel. And the Sefer Gedulei Shmuel asks the obvious question, why does the Torah have to keep on repeating shnei sirim? We know there were two goats, it says it. Why does the Torah have to keep on repeating it? And he tells us about the famous episode of Eliyahu and Har Carmel, when he was having this debate, so to speak, with the Nevi'a Baal, and he took two cows. And these two cows, said the Medrash, were twins that were born from the same mother at the same time. They were raised together, and they were identical. And there was a geirul done. One would be the cow that Eliyahu and Navi brought as a carbon, and what would be the carbon that the Nevi'a Baal were to bring? And there was, we would see, said Eliyahu Navi, on which cow is there an Esh Min HaShemayim. And the Medrash says that the cow that was chosen to be for the Nevi'a Baal was very upset. Why do I have to go to be for the Baal? Why can't I be the cow that's going to be used L'Shem Hashem? And Eliyahu Navi said, Par, cow, al tira, don't be concerned, lechimam, go with them. Vayimtsu alila, don't be concerned. Shekishem shishmoy shakarash baruchim skadish aloysu shimi, just like the cow that I will bring as a carbon will be a vehicle for Kiddush Hashem, kach miskadish alechem, so will you be. Says, that So what we see, even the cow that was used for the bow was really a vehicle for Kiddush Hashem. And the same thing, he explains, happens when we have these two Seirim on Yom Kippur. And one is brought as a Seir Hashem, and one is brought as a Seir Azazel, and obviously the one that's brought as the Seir Azazel is most upset. That why am I going to be the Azazel? Teaches us the Torah over and over, Shnei Seirim, the both of them are the identical. They both are vehicles. It's not only something which is Kodesh Lashem, not only the Sar Lashem, and not only the cow that's used for Hashem brings Kiddush Hashem. Everything brings Kiddush Hashem. And that lesson is also learned in Parashas Kedoshim. The Pasuk says, "Ushmatan sa Shabbos ki Kodesh hi lochem." Shabbos is Kodesh hi lochem. Shabbos is a day of Ruchnius. But the Pasuk says, Shematem sa Shabbos, by us observing Shabbos, Kodesh Lachem, we infuse Kedusha into the entire week. V'yavarach alakim es yoyim ha-shvi, v'kadesh oisai. The Shabbos brings Kedusha. We have this balance and this connection of Gashmius and Ruchnius. And that's why the Pasuk says, Rameir Premishlana, also continues, Ish ovev v'imai tero. Because the Gemara, in Masechta Nida, the Aleph teaches us, Gimel, Shutf, and Badim, the three partners in the creation of a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Ovev, V'Imai. And the Ovev, V'Imai, our parents, provide the Gashmius in our creation. But tells us the Pasuk, Ish Ovev, V'Imai, Tiro, Kikadosh, Ish Ovev, V'Imai, Tiro, but the Ish Ovev, V'Imai, Tiro is connected to the Shabbos. As connected to the Kedoshim. Because says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the element of Gashmius from your parents, but you also have me in your creation, which represents the Ruchnius. And that's the way a person is created. A person is created as a combination of Gashmius and Ruchnius. And his charge is to take both the Gashmius and the Ruchnius and use both of them, as Shabbos teaches us, as the Shnei Seirim teach us, as the lesson of Moshe and Aaron teach us, that our objective in life is to take the Gashmius and Ruchnius and combine the Gashmius and Ruchnius all in the service of Hashem.